Welcome to Friday Drive. I'm so excited to be joined in studio with one of our regular song played people, one of our regular artists, is the word I was looking for. I am joined today in the studio with Evan and Angelo Saxon, the gentleman himself. I think you're on the wrong. That one. How about that one? Hello.
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 Hey, you want to come a bit closer?
Hello. There I am.
Come on closer. This is super fun. Guys, welcome. Delightfully organised by our music coordinator today. No particular album right at this minute, but recently, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it came out, what, last week?
Yeah, oh, something like that.
Oh my God, sorry. So this is a new album. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
It's not new to us.
We barely knew it existed, to be fair, so it's fine.
I'm a beer on that one. Okay, got you now. There you go. You barely knew it existed. This is wild, mostly because, I mean, you guys, how would you describe your music, Angelo, if people haven't seen you?
Mine? Yeah, I just do music. Like... Oh. Evan and I's? Yeah, we should probably talk about that.
We can talk about that.
It's like lo-fi pop music, I think.
Yeah, I think it's basically lo-fi pop music. Okay. It's definitely, I think, kind of meant to sound as like stupid as possible in its own way. Like, we were talking about it before, and I described it as kind of like lo-fi pop music, but under the idea that you're actually listening to somebody listening to it in like the room next door to you. Like, it's kind of meant to sound far away is the only way I can kind of describe it, so... Take with that what you will. That probably doesn't make people want to listen to it anymore. But that's kind of the take, I guess.
Let me dive a little bit deeper into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's a great question.
Yeah, it is a good question. I think at the time that we were writing it, like in particular, I think I was listening to a lot of just like lo-fi stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I was really kind of absorbed by... not really like how to write a song, but like just like the vibe of what a song sounds like, which is quite stupid and probably not the best way to write music. But I think I was trying to kind of create an atmosphere with how it sounded more than I was trying to write a song that was like, yeah, it's like four chords and here's a really great like hook for the chorus and whatever. It was more trying to like impart like a feeling than like tell a story.
Oh, I love this. Have you ever thought about like putting that together? Like, are you going live with this one? Are you going to perform this?
Probably not, mostly because I don't remember how to play any of the parts. Could probably figure it out. But,
yeah. So for context, Evan wrote most of the... Yes. Like songs like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And then he passed them on to me and then I just finished them off with, the vocals and additional instruments and stuff.
Yeah.
But the reason it sounds so crunchy as well is like technical. Do you want to talk about how you recorded them?
Yeah.
Because this is wild. This is wild.
Yeah, it's a bit stupid. So I, at the time, had... no real recording gear, but I was like, I'm not gonna let that stop me. Like, we can figure it out. So I bought a really, really crap, like basically like input for my Mac laptop.
Okay.
I had a cracked version of Ableton. Don't know if I'm allowed to say that legally, but I pirated Ableton at the time. So what I did was basically record all the parts, like all the synth parts, and I'd write like the drums in Ableton, and then it sounded too full, like it kind of sounded too real, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
So that didn't feel very right. So then I would take each individual part and play them back out through like a 15-watt crappy little Fender guitar amp.
Yeah.
And then I'd put my iPhone with the Voice Memo app down in front of it.
Yeah.
Record all of them through the Voice Memo app again out of a guitar amp and then put them back into Ableton and then mix it to make it sound... they're not as bad as that sounds. That's kind of how we landed on how it sounds the way it sounds.
Amazing. So, I mean, look, ingenious. Oh my words today. That's ingenious.
Kind of. It's also really stupid. I think it's like a happy accident.
It's more stupid.
It's definitely silly, but like, we got there.
Okay, cool. So, and then you held on to these for a little while, obviously.
Yeah. I was living in Newcastle. I was playing in a bunch of other bands.
Yeah.
Wasn't really my focus to do any solo stuff.
Okay.
I performed them live a couple of times, mostly around like New Zealand, weirdly, because I was on tour with my band there. So,
where in New Zealand did you go? Do you remember?
Yeah, I actually, the first time I did them was at Camp Alohum, which was like it's a music festival in New Zealand that's in Wainui Amata, which is like.
Okay, like, so you don't.
I have no idea.
Wainui Amata is. Bro.
it's out. Like, it's out at, like, a scout camp there. But Camp Alohum, great festival.
Yeah, cool.
It's coming... It, like finished 10 years ago. It's coming back for like 1 year only.
Oh, okay.
I think it's sold out though, so sorry everybody. But...
Oh, okay. And also it's in New Zealand.
And yeah. It's in New Zealand, yeah. So I played them there and it was basically me just doing karaoke over the top of the songs. Like I was just kind of screaming and running around, which was fun at the time. But as I was informed later on by my girlfriend at the time, sounded terrible. So I then thought, all right, I'll shelve these until I can find someone to sing on them. And it turns out that Angelo was the person who could sing on them. So,
and let's jump in. Like, sure. How did this come about?
He just sent them to me and I was like, okay. And I did it.
That's pretty much it. We've also been friends for like 15 years.
Thank you.
So, that's kind of how it came about. We played like in other bands together
context
and stuff.
Context is you actually knew each other.
Yeah.
No, Rando just sent you some stuff and went, here you go. So did you already had lyrics to it or you rewrote?
It's kind of half and half.
Nice.
I'd written lyrics to all the songs. But some of them felt kind of like dated or didn't really work. And I kind of wasn't really tied to many of them.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably about 50-50-ish. And then Andrew would like take maybe like the skeleton, what the song was kind of meant to be talking about, and then rewrite it, I guess, from like a way that would work in his melody or whatever.
And so, Angelo, when you heard them, did you kind of immediately identify with, like, kind of understand what's being said, or you thought, oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I remember one song was about shoe sizes. And I was like, I'm going to change that, I reckon.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like it was a hit on the shoe sizes.
No, I don't think so. And then I was, but I think the majority of them, I was like, I get it. It's about like male fragility, I think.
I saw this, yeah.
Yeah.
And which is like a huge thing to kind of tackle. Really, really like relevant right now.
Yeah. I don't know if we're doing the best job of tackling it in a nuanced way, but like that's the hope, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to... like gender-specific things, but sometimes being subtle about things with men doesn't really work. So
totally,
yeah. What did you feel when you're talking about male fragility? What were you trying to portray?
At the time when I wrote it at the beginning, I was probably not like in a great place, like mental health wise. Like I kind of just finished uni, had like a family member like pass away, and was kind of like. Just like in a weird like headspace, I guess. And also, you know, I was kind of coming to terms with like growing up and trying to be an adult and move out of that. Like, how do I like transition from being a person who's let like playing music define his whole personality to being like, oh, I gotta get a full time job and like, what does that feel like? So I think I was probably going through a bit of like an existential thing with that. And it kind of became this like funny thing in my own head about like the kind of just like patheticness of like the ego of being someone who's like built your whole personality on this thing and then is like, oh, but I'm kind of like a joke, like in a weird way. And that's kind of what it is. It's like we tried to frame like the persona of the person singing the song as being this like the person that you know where it's like it's a lot of like bravado, but bravado that you can quite easily like see through, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's that kind of feeling of being
like to call it red flags.
Yeah, kind of. That's it. Like it's about that feeling of being like I feel very like see through.
Yeah.
And everyone knows what I'm feeling, but I'm trying to like play it off as if it's this other thing.
Yeah.
So it's like
I think really funny.
Yeah, and we then, think like, it's funny.
Yeah, like in terms of how the album is structured, the last song is just about going to the gym after talking about all that stuff as
standard, right?
Yeah, it's like a closure moment, but in a really limp way.
So, I mean, Angela, like, is this the first time you've worked in this way with somebody? Like, normally you're doing your own songs. I'm sorry, I'm new to the fan club. This is the first time you've done this before, or done it this way? Or?
Yeah, for sure. It's the first time I, like, because a lot of it was also cutting up the songs a fair bit and rearranging them to, suit whatever melody I came up with. Which is super fun, actually. Like, coming at it with, you already have something to work with. It's like, sampling a song that already exists, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this hip-hop.
Oh, hip-hop music you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think for Ange as well, because Ange is so, like, right, as someone who's been around Ange writing his own music for so long, he's, for lack of a better term, extraordinarily, like, fastidious about, like, making sure every little piece is, like, fits together perfectly. So I always got the impression you enjoyed doing this because you didn't have to worry about that.
True.
It was like, it already sounds broken. All you got to do is your best on it. Like, I think that's, like, a freedom that Ange probably doesn't afford himself when it's his own stuff.
I don't think I spent more than a day working on a single song.
Oh, thanks, man. No, that's perfect.
I was busy.
Selling this so well.
They're good songs, though.
I think so.
Are you happy with as usual, like, and it's, you're never really 100% perfect as an artist, right? And if you're fastidious already, you're probably looking for perfection. Mm-hmm. Are you happy with how it's turned out
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also just like a, because I recorded it so long ago.
Yeah.
And then there were just points where I was like, oh, I'm never going to do anything with this thing that exists.
Yeah.
So for me, it's kind of more than anything, it's less about being like even the fact we're talking about it on the radio, I'm like, oh, I wasn't anticipating that to happen. I was kind of just expecting to put it out, have like eight people listen to it and then have it disappear into the ether.
No.
So that's, even it's already gone kind of
it's
beyond.
It's in the playlist.
Exactly.
We're going to play it in a minute. Angela, what else are you working on now? Because since you had so much free time after this one.
Yeah. I've been working on a beach album. It's cool. It's called I Feel Exactly the Same. It's about going on a holiday and then and it not being the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The holiday, you know. You know when you go on holiday and you're like, this isn't it. So a whole album about that. But this album's good. This one's good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are you doing any performing live, either of you separately or together performing live?
Oh, that's the funny thing. Evan plays the drums for Angelo Saxon.
I do.
Myself.
I'm the drummer in that band, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys on tour at the moment or?
No.
No.
Want to be on tour?
Ange and I moved in with each other recently.
I feel the vibe. I was going to ask.
And we were like, oh man, this is going to be great. We'll be able to make more music together. And we've basically just been playing Zelda and watching like K-pop dance instruction videos.
Hey, there's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's been extremely cathartic for both of us, I think, actually. To be honest with you, I think we're probably like ready to give up and just try and do some dance tutorials. But
yeah,
like maybe
so.
We'll give this music thing one more go.
I finished Zelda in like, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's not how you're meant to play it. That game's meant to last 4 years. Like,
Yeah.
No,
this is what the listeners are here to hear about, right?
Yeah.
That's why people tune in.
Is there anyone listening in? Tell me your favorite temple. Message me which one.
I've got a phone if they want to. I can't see the number right now. So you're safe.
Okay.
That would really not surprise me if that was the most popular text we've put out.
Great question.
Yeah. Should we play some music?
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. All right. I'm going to play for you Moonlight Tower. Want to tell me a little bit about it?
I mean, this is the one that I prefer the most. That's like the best way I describe it. Recently I found out that people seem to really like the one that I think is the worst one, which is not this song. I won't give away what one that one is. But, I don't know. This is my favorite. This one feels the most like an actual song to me, which is maybe why I like it.
Okay.
That's the only way I can kind of describe it.
Are we cheating people of the experience by playing like...
it's fine. They'll get it. No, they'll understand, I think.
All right. So this is Moonlight Tower, Angelo Saxon. I'm going to do the double click. Did that work? There we go. This is real high class here, guys. High class.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Let me play for you now.